All right, and welcome back to Out of the Woods. Yes, he's here, live music, third time, paying us a visit, Mr. Sean Taylor.
How are you, John?
Hey, welcome, man.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Don't look any worse for wear.
Oh, thank you. I feel all right. Yourself, too?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. Of course, we were just talking about your guitar. Your guitar is a little worse for wear than it was last time.
Yeah, it's aging quicker than I am, I think, for some reason. Poor roadies.
Army of One, right?
That's right.
Yeah, he was just telling me he dropped that thing.
It's been dropped, yes. It's been dropped, it's been hit, it's been weathered and tethered and everything in between.
Very cool. Well, we're going to shoot some video and some photos and stuff too, so you folks at home can see how he treats his equipment.
Well, this guitar has been treated by others too. Actually, Jose Feliciano played this guitar one night. I don't know if I told you that story.
Yeah, you did. Didn't he sign a guitar?
He did. He signed it on the back, and I had it covered with sandwich pegs and scotch tape and sweated it off. So, but there's a picture of he and I holding it.
There you go. There's the proof.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we get you to play one.
Sure. This is a song by one of my favorite songwriters, by Paul Simon.
Inside your head, she said to me, the answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways, 50 ways to leave your love, 50 ways, 50 ways to leave your love. Says it's really not my habit to intrude and furthermore, my meaning isn't lost or misconstrued, but I repeat myself at the risk of seeming crude. There must be 50 ways, 50 ways to leave your love. Just step out back, Jack, make a new play and stand. Don't mean to be coy, Royce, listen to me. Upon the purse, cause don't mean to discuss much about the key. Set yourself free. As it grieves me so to see you in such pain, I wish there's something I could do to make you smile again. Well, I said I appreciate that. Maybe you could please explain about 50 ways, 50 ways to leave your love, 50 ways, 50 ways to leave your love. Says, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? I believe in the morning we begin to see the light. Well, then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways, 50 ways to leave your lover. Just step out back, Jack, make a new play and stand. Don't mean to be coy, Royce, listen to me. On the bus, cause don't mean to discuss much. Drop off the key and set yourself free. On the bus, cause don't make a new plan. Stay, don't mean to be coy, Royce, listen to me. On the bus, cause don't mean to discuss much. Drop off.
John Taylor for you here on Out of the Woods. Nice. Yeah, he took our sunshine away. It's not here.
It's gone, man.
Last time you were here, the sun was out.
That's all right, though. It'll be out another day.
Yeah, this time of year, I think we might get some more.
Take what you get it anyway.
That's right. So a little You Are My Sunshine there and some Paul Simon. What made you put those two together?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. The version of You Are My Sunshine is in a minor key, this version, and I got that idea from Greg Klima at Falcon Ridge Folk Festival when I heard him playing it at about 3 in the morning with about 30 different people under a tent, and heard him playing this almost like gypsy jazz minor version of You Are My Sunshine. So I started playing that in a minor key, and I think maybe I was jamming 50 Ways with Wandering Roots one day, and I might have kind of segued into that song, but I can't remember the exact moment, to be honest with you.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I like the happy tunes when they're done, you know, as a dirge.
Yeah, and especially because the lyrics to that really sound like they belong with a minor tune anyway, so.
Very cool. You're listening to Out of the Woods. Sean Taylor is here live in the studio with us. He's got his guitar, and we've been trying to figure out what to play, because I made him a list of songs we played last time and the time before that. Now he's all worked up about it. He doesn't know what he wants to play.
I'm awful clumped, yeah. I'm looking going, man, I don't want to repeat anything. I played a lot of music here, which is a good thing. It's kind of, yeah. It was kind of nice to look at this list and go, man, I'm glad I played these songs here. Because once I put them out, sometimes I forget what I played, you know?
Right,
you could ask
right,
me right afterwards. I don't know what I just played. Here's one, you know? Since the sunshine is taken away, this is an old number. I think it's written by a guy named David Loudermilk, but Chet Atkins made it famous anyway, I think. And I learned closer to maybe a Doc Watson version of this, but it's a song called Windy and Warm.
Sean Taylor, yeah, we all know that song. I think all guitar players know that song.
Oh, right? yeah,
that's an oldie but a goodie.
It's a spring song, I always think.
Windy and warm, mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah, cool. So you're just telling me a few minutes ago that you have you're taking the family on the road with you this summer.
I am, yeah.
Heading south for some shows. Right?
That's right. We'll be on the road from July 5th to July 29th.
Looks like you're going down to where? Kentucky and North Carolina and Tennessee and West Virginia?
Yeah, and Atlanta, and then as far up as far north as Burlington too, so. And then hopefully I'm hoping to put in some more shows. If you actually swing by the website, SeanTaylorTunes.com, and that's Sean, S-H-A-W-N, you can see the full calendar there. And yeah, trying to spread it out, but it goes as far south as Atlanta, as far west as Nashville, and as far north as Burlington at this point.
That's right. If you want to hire this guy.
That's right. You could always use more dates.
Get in touch.
My kids are working the table this summer. They're 6 and 8, so they'll be sitting there at my CD table, and they actually contributed to the artwork on this CD that I have coming out, this new CD Balance, and they put their footprints actually on the cover of the CD in blue paint. So they'll be a big part of this summer tour, and it's something we've talked about doing for years, my wife and I, and our kids are 6 and 8 now, so they're still at the age where they think we're cool and they want to hang out with us. So we figured now is our window and this is the time, and here we go.
Kids running the CD table.
That's right.
One for dad, one for me.
That's right. I have a feeling they'll sell a lot more CDs than I will. So
there you go. Have they been on the road with you before?
No, this is an first. A first. Yeah. Wow. I've been traveling down that way for 9 or 10 years now. And this will be the first time. My wife is a teacher, so it kind of works out. So
I have to assume she's been on the road with you at some point. No?
Yeah, not like this, no. Not for the summer thing, no.
Well, there you go. You want to meet Sean's family. Yeah, go to some of these shows down south. Yeah, we got folks listening down in West Virginia. So
yeah, and we're actually doing the Blue Plate Special in Knoxville, Tennessee as a radio show. So that'll be broadcast around the world, too. So it's like, you can listen up here in New Hampshire. You can listen down there in Knoxville, Tennessee, where it is. So
there you go. Very cool. Maybe we'll get you to play another one for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe I'll get to the new CD I got coming out. I know I played this here last time I was here, but it's a song called Balance.
All right.
This is a song actually that that broke me out of a very long writer's block, and I was blocked for about a year and a half. And then one day I was sitting picking some songs on the porch, and this song popped out. It's a song about balance. Dance with me. Cause I can't find my balance. Warm.
to a pebble, the softest pebble on the beach. Just some crazy dream, and dance, dance with me, dance, dance with me. Love, love.
John Taylor, once again for you here, live on Out of the Woods. And that is off the upcoming CD.
That's right.
Which will actually be out by the time folks hear this. You have a CD release show on the 12th?
I do, May 12th. Friday, May 12th, yeah.
That's right. And I think folks will start hearing this the day after that and then through the week following. So it'll be available then, now, for all you people who are hearing this.
And it'll be available for sale on webs at some point in June, probably.
Okay, so not quite.
Not quite, but if you hit the website periodically, or if you sign up on the mailing list, which I send out like a newsletter about once a month, and say hello and give you a quick update and maybe tell you a joke or two or something. But if you stop by or hit me up on Facebook or any of those things, I'm out there. So
at the shows?
That's right. If the shows in particular, that would be the preferred method. But if you happen to be listening from afar away, we can always connect one way or another in the modern world. So
that's right. Yeah, this CD has had kind of a strange genesis, because last time we were talking about it, you were gonna get it out pretty soon, and now it's a whole different animal.
That's right. It was quote done, you know. But I this is my fourth CD, and I've kind of learned regretfully with my last ones that there's always stuff you wish you fixed. And I kind of sat with this one a long time and then and listened to the heck out of it, and then stopped listening to it altogether, and then came back to it. And because I did that, this one, I think, underwent a process that just made it much, much better than the ones before. It's a lot more refined than the ones before, because I gave it time to just air and gave my ears time to air out from having been involved so deeply with it. Because I've had to wear different hats with this, being the songwriter, the performer, and then having to be a producer too at the same time. I have a really wonderful sound engineer, but at the end of it, he's asking me what we should do, you know, with certain things. And so you got to wear these different hats in the process. And I think I'm finally learning to do that a little better than I could before. So the extra time with this one that has changed it since the last time I was here has been well worth the time, I think.
Oh, very cool. Well, in the second hour today, we will have some samples that you will get to hear.
Cool.
From the CD, yeah. Which will be very cool. I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, did you play out all the songs a lot before you recorded them?
Some of them. I've played that last one, Balance, a lot. Yeah, some of them, about half of them. And some of them I wrote at the last minute. My band has to learn them for the party, because I recorded this CD half with my band, and some of it is myself stripped down like this. And then some of it is collaborations with some other people too. So it's I've kind of mixed it up in the spirit of the quote wandering root genre that we do, which is the idea of Americana in the broad sense. So I've kind of thrown curveballs into the CD by meandering from Appalachia to straight ahead blues to a cappella gospel to reggae to rock and roll and folk and fingerstyle and everything in between. And And my bands always complain, and they ask you for new songs, but then you throw stuff out there, and they're like, man, you're throwing some curveballs out there, you know? But it works out to make for an interesting mix, I think.
Very cool. Sean Taylor's here with us, live on Out of the Woods, and he looks like he wants to play another song.
Yeah, my fingers want to. My brain's got to tell me what it is. What is it? Let's play some... You know what? We talked about this song earlier, and this is one of... Sorry, this is one of those timeless songs for me. I think it's a song by Stephen Stills, and it's a song that I recorded with the band Wandering Roots for the new CD. And it's one of the better tracks on the CD, I think, in my mind, one of the more powerful tracks. But I think I'm going to play it live.
And, All right. Okay.
And it's a song that's just as timeless and fitting now as the day Stephen Stills wrote it, I think, unfortunately.
Everybody look what's going. Stop now, what's outside sound. Everybody look what's going. Let's stop now. What's outside? Everybody look what's going. Let's stop now. What's outside? Everybody look.
Sean Taylor, channeling Stephen Stills. Very nice.
Thank you.
You're well suited to sing in his range, by the way.
He writes good songs. Thank you.
Works well for you.
Yeah.
For What It's Worth. And that's actually the title of the song. So there you go.
For What It's Worth, that's right.
You're listening to Out of the Woods. Sean Taylor is here live with us in the studio. Looks like we have a break coming up soon here, but maybe we can chat for a minute or two. So what else you got going on there?
You know, I'm just finished this CD, so just really trying to get it out there. And the next crop of songs, I think, are setting their seeds right now. So been feeling creative and you know, been so busy wrapped up with planning the tour and the CD, but the creative stuff is really brewing. And so there's going to be some time around the corner to get to that, so... So there's going to be some new songs to follow this up. So I'll be back to visit you again with some new stuff in 6 months or so.
Yeah, I bet with that CD and almost in the can there, every time you had a new song pop up, you're like, oh, I want to get that one on the other.
It happens a lot. But more you do, you learn to be patient and just take them and let them sit and just keep writing them. That's all.
Yeah, so who knows how soon on the heels of this one the next one will be.
I hope it's soon. I've been thinking about doing a live one, and if I do a live one, that'll happen quick. So
that'd be neat. Yeah.
So I'm hoping maybe ideally, fingers crossed, that would happen in September or October when we get back after playing on the road all summer. So
very cool. Yeah. So you have quite a collection of songs you draw from now in your live shows, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, I've played such a wide variety of gigs that I've had to learn songs I couldn't imagine myself playing before. Actually, by home, I play a lot of hospitals and hospice and nursing homes and stuff, and they ask you to play these obscure songs, and so I've really dug into the American Songbook over the last couple of years, and it's really paying off for me personally and as a writer, I think, to learn all this stuff. So
very cool. All right, well, folks, we should take a quick break, get in that station identification. We'll be back in the second hour in just a moment.
Up with the sunrise, bagels and cream cheese, wide open spaces and sweet alpine air. Pack up our stuff, tighten our laces, hike till the dusk, set our tent down somewhere miles away. We're stroganoff for dinner that we cook in a bag, hold each other as stars fall on high. And we're laughing on dreams where the road never ends, so high when we lay down tonight. California, like clear Sierra Crest. California, so much simpler than when the rains come, you put on your suit. Stay as dry as you can through the long drought. You camel up water, hack as fast to the next hole as you can. Where you can find water, get you through the next day. Not a road in the distance, not a soul in our way. We can make love in the light of the day in the highlands. California, so much simpler than 50 pounds on the shoulder, lighter now than the life that we live. Now the mountains are higher and they're made up of bills, and there's devils that live on the page, and the load's now a heavy, kids are counting on us. The trail here's not always so clear. As the sunrise from Whitney to fill up your soul, for a lifetime to come in a frame, and a dream now to take them where they're free to roam, the air safe for them there to breathe. California, I clear sea at a crest, California, so much simpler than. But then we walk through the woods, in the park down the street, from our house and the trail takes a turn. And the kids jump and shout, there's a junction ahead, a new someplace we've never been. California, so much closer to home. California, been right here all along. California, I clear Sierra Crest, and our lives now are higher than any mountain where we've ever been.